Okay, here we are with Mark Beach. So, Mark, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, one that's very apt for Dante is to talk about the Renaissance in rock. At the beginning of this year, we've seen a change of rock and pop in a way that we haven't seen perhaps in many years. We're not exactly going back to the revolution of 67 with hippiedom or that of 75 of punk, but things are beginning to change again, and there's a sense of revolution and change in the air, I detect, which is certainly quite unusual.
So any name, considering that we like so much the Renaissance?
Indeed, yes. Well, in terms of the various sorts of rock that's changing, we saw this at the end of last year with Daft Punk, who've now got a lot of recognition through the Grammys and things for the music that they're doing. But this is the start of the beginnings of electronic dance music coming back in a way that hasn't been seen for quite some time. Daft Punk are not the only ones. There are also people around like Deadmau5, Skrillex, and in the UK we've also got a Katy B as well with a fantastic new dance record which hasn't long been out.
So the Daft Punk, it's the first French rock group or pop group, the way you want to talk it, that is making it so big, isn't it?
Well, yes, Daft Punk's been around for a little while, actually. This is its first really big success it had with Get Lucky. But having said that, then there are quite a few other friends of Daft Punk, people like Air, who've been doing stuff for quite some time with French electronic sound. It's good to see it coming through.
So who else have you got for our spring awakening?
Well, apart from the people in the world of dance music, then allied to that, then there are people making ambient music. Now, I've got some names, people like Amy Stott and Julia Holter, who you probably won't know at the moment, but assure me you will. Also, then I had a wonderful album which has landed on my desk from an ambient band called the Ramsgate Hovercraft. Very strange, called Arcane Empire. It's a double vinyl album, and it's totally wonderful, and this is the sort of thing we haven't heard in years.
You're talking about the vinyl. The vinyl is having a good revival, right? Because there are some more artists that actually print also their things in vinyl.
Oh, yeah, it is. That actually relates to dance music, where vinyl's been very useful for DJs for a very long time, been able to spin records, scratch them, and mix from one to the other. But now we're seeing it being used by a lot of other people. Audiophiles are now seeing that vinyl is the way to go.
Okay, who else have you got?
In the electronic field, we've got LaRue, who's coming on back. And amongst female artists, there's one who's been around. Now, she's only in her teens. She's called Lord or Lordy, depending on who you believe. Pure Heroine is the album. It got some Grammy success. If you haven't heard it, then I would strongly recommend that you do.
Okay, Pure Heroine, right?
Yes.
Okay, that does not help in making
it. It's a fascinating album, yeah. By someone that young, it makes you wonder what she's going to be doing in, say, 5 years' time or 10 years' time. If she carries on growing at this rate, then the sky's the limit.
Well, definitely. So it sounds like your suggestion should be on our shelves immediately.
Yes, go out, get it, I'd say.
Okay, anybody else?
Well, you know, I never thought I'd be saying this, but country music is having something of a revival as well. And for a long time, I hated country. But now people like Roseanne Cash, as Johnny Cash's daughter, has been making records for some years. But The River and the Thread, her latest, is well worthwhile listening to. At the other end of the age scale, Amy Rose, Goodnight Tender, is another good country record, and a great friend of mine, and one I'd strongly recommend, is Eileen Rose, who's got another wonderful album, a whole series. Any Eileen Rose record are good. What's true about all these is that for the first time we're seeing country music being done without lots of bells and whistles. It's being kept short and simple, and it sounds so much better for it.
So how do you turn, you know, the country music into a dance music? Apart from line dancing.
Oh, well, that's it. You see, what happened for such a long time with country is that people used to pile in everything. They thought it was necessary to bring in another steel guitar, to put in even more yee-haws and all that stuff. And now people are realizing that if you actually cut it back and make it something a bit more like folk, it's more acoustic, it's simpler, and it just basically works better.
And it's apparently the best-selling records in United States, right? It's not the rock or the pop. I mean, the country music is very strong over there.
Well, that's right. It's one of the reasons why Eileen Rose was moving to Nashville, where she's there now. She started off as a folk rocker, and she's now got definitely a country twang, and gaining a wider audience as a result of just that.
Any new phenomenon apart from this?
Well, we've got people like Prince, who's coming on back with an album with three girls called Third Eyed Girl. He's not going around in circles. He's showing a new way for music, I think, and that'd be good to see how he develops too.
Okay, give us the last three suggestion. I mean, who do you put on number one, number two, number three to have it for the spring time?
Well, we're waiting for the proper album to come out from a Swedish act called Everywhere. And I think this band could be a band that could be as big as ABBA, potentially. They've got huge potential. They've got one EP which came out last year, which I said nice things about in Music Week at the time, which I know they were very pleased about. I was just about the first person to write about them.
But would they be the same sound? Or
No, they're rather more poppy than ABBA. They're a bit more sophisticated, dare I say it.
And they're not going to go like the Barbie girl, the Aqua, or the Roxette.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, watch this space. Everywhere, they'd be number one. If I were to name number two, I suppose that LaRue, mentioned her already briefly, English singer, wonderful, doing lots of electronic stuff. She's a bit like an updated version of Yazoo or someone like that. Alison Moyet, a name to watch. And just as a third, I just feel that, like, of all the people you could pull together, then you could say that this is one from the past, but it is now coming on back, is Nick Drake, UK singer-songwriter, has been around for a very long time, but he's got a new compilation coming on out, and I think it's time for a renaissance for Nick Drake.
Okay, we normally have to do that 3-2-1, but we did the other way around because we do what we please here at Dante, okay? Yeah, okay, thank you very much, Mark, and we'll see you next.
Thank you.